ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. Text number 8. Yaya Iyam Bhu Bhuje Brahman Dait Yendrae Anibhakibi Tesham Kalo Agrisal Lokan Na Yaso Adigatam Bhuvi Yai Iyam Bhu Bhuje Brahman Dait Yendrae Anivartibi Tesham Kalo Grasilokan Nayasodi Gatam Bhuvi Yair Iyam Bhu Bhuje Brahman Dait Yendrae Anivartibi Tesham Kalo Grasilokan Nayasodi Gatam Bhuvi Yair Iyam Bhu Bhuje Brahman Dait Yendrae Anivartibi Tesham Kalo Grasilokan Nayasodi Gatam Bhuvi Yai, by whom? Iyam this world. Bu Buja was enjoyed. Brahman, O best of the Brahmanas. Daitya Indrai, by great heroes and kings, born in demoniac families. Anivartibi, by those who were determined to fight, either to lay down the lies or to win victory. Tesham, of such persons. Kalaha, the time factor. Agrasit, took away. Lokan, all possessions, all objects of enjoyment. Na, not. Yasa, the reputation. Adigatam, achieved. Bhuvi, in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. O best of the Brahmanas, certainly the great demoniac kings, who were never reluctant to fight, enjoyed this world. But in due course of time, everything they had was taken away, except their reputation, by which they continue to exist. In other words, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else. Purport. In this regard, Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya Sloka 34, also says, Ayusa Shana Ekopi Na Labhya Svarna Kotibi. The duration of one's life is extremely short, but if in that short lifetime one can do something that enhances his reputation, that may continue to exist for many millions of years. Bali Maharaj therefore decided not to follow his spiritual master's instruction that he deny his promise to Vamanadev. Instead, he decided to give the land according to the promise and be everlastingly celebrated as one of the 12 Mahajans. Balir Vyasakir Vayam. Omagyana Timirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Apatitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada was initiating one disciple, and when he came to take his beads, you know, he asked him the four regulative principles, and the disciple responded, and he said, "Your name is Kamsahanta." See? The killer of Kamsa. So that particular disciple of Srila Prabhupada named Kamsahanta Prabhu, he was serving Buddhas in South Africa like 30 years ago. So sometimes some of his god brothers, the other disciples of Prabhupada, they say, "Hey Kamsa, come." And then he said, "You know, they know me. I'm demoniac." See? But the point here in this particular verse is that Kamsa is not famous on his own. He didn't leave a legacy on his own. It's because he was trying to kill Krishna, you know, and Krishna received the initiated name from association of Kamsa as Kamsa Hunter. So even we see, you know, such a person here, you know, in this Hare Krishna land struggle, especially for the land side, there was this Mr. Nair. He wouldn't have been famous all over the ISKCON world. He's only famous because he is connected to Srila Prabhupada. See? And then you'll get this late Mr. or Dr. Patel. You wish to see him every morning. He must be the first one to take the Charanamrita. You know him, right? The younger devotees may not remember. And he has appeared in almost, you know, every morning walk of Srila Prabhupada and Juhu. But there's so many doctors, and there's so many Mayavadis. But he was a, Prabhupada said, he was a friendly Mayavadi. And because of being friendly, every day he used to come for darshan and take, you know, Charanamrita, and then no more Mayavadi. So this Dr. Patel is famous because of connection to Srila Prabhupada. A beautiful verse. That, "Oh, best of the Brahmanas," you know, Bali Maharaj saying, "certainly the great demoniac kings who were never reluctant to fight enjoyed this world, but in due course of time everything they had was taken away except their reputation, by which they continue to exist." But there's a kind of lesson to understand. One is, one wants to work in such a way or act in such a way that they want to have a reputation after they leave the body. They want to have a reputation. But in the case of Kamsa, and in the case of Ravana and Shishupal and Dantavakra and Kumbhakarna and similar other demoniac personalities, they didn't act in such a way to have to leave a reputation after they wind up their pastimes. they didn't do that. See? Yeah. So there are two ways of, you could say, leaving a reputation. One is leaving a reputation knowingly, and the other is leaving a reputation unknowingly. The second way is better. Second way is better. So, when you leave a reputation knowingly, you want to be known during your activities as famous. See? Like a humanitarian or philanthropist and so forth. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning Sri Ramananda Rai, you know, who is the most famous person in the world, you know the answer? A devotee. Yeah. But the devotee acts in such a way that he doesn't want to have the fame. See? He acts in such a way that he doesn't want to be remembered and have a reputation. See? And the finest example for us in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Srila Prabhupada himself. Srila Prabhupada didn't do things to become famous and to become reputed. See? But that naturally followed him during his activities like a shadow. See? But in another way, diametrically opposite, which is not the best type of consciousness, is that others followed their own shadow of reputation during their actions when they are alive. It's like, you know, when you go somewhere, they say, you know, your reputation came first and then you came. We know you. See? But Prabhupada was never like that. Prabhupada's reputation followed him. It was a servant. When you follow the master, you are a servant. So when a reputation follows you, you're not in that consciousness to have a reputation after you wind up your activities in this lifetime. Yeah. But if you work to get a reputation, then you are always in the shadow of your own reputation. See? So therefore, that is not nice. That is not a nice thing. Yeah. You know, here Bali Maharaj is a devotee. He didn't work hard to become a Mahajana. You know? He didn't do activities that, you know, I have to be known as a Mahajana. That's not how it works. So similarly, we should not engage in devotional service for position, power and politics. Because you're engaging in some service to get a position. You're engaging in some service to get more power. And you're engaging in service that you can complicate yourself more in unnecessary low-class politics. Now, such persons don't get a good reputation at all, even while living. Even while living. Yeah. So therefore we should act in such a way by following the consciousness of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj means Atmani Ne Vedana. That you surrender to act in relation to the desires and favor of Shishi, in our case Radha Rasa Bihari. So now, that's the kind of principle And another aspect in these words here is it says that kalo agrasil lokan. This kalaha, the time factor, agrasit, means that it takes away, the time factor takes away all your possessions. Lokan, all your possessions. And it even takes away your growth. And Prabhupada says in the word for word, it even takes away all objects of enjoyment. Not only your possessions, but all objects of enjoyment. So what does that mean for sadhakas, for practicing devotees? Which is the lesson to be learned from Bali Maharaj. Because Bali Maharaj has this realization. You know? Tesham loka agrasit lo. That the time factor, it just takes away everything. And Srila Prabhupada reminds us in the purport that the duration of life is very short. See? Very short. So if you attach yourself to the results of Dhanam, Janam and Sundarim, it's short. It is very short. See? Very short. If you attach your life to, you know, sense enjoyment, Sundarim, Dhanam, accumulating wealth unnecessarily for its own sake. I said accumulating wealth unnecessarily for its own sake. That indicates you are not enjoying your wealth. The money itself is enjoying itself by accumulating itself. Nobody can enjoy wealth. You're accumulating wealth for the wealth's own sake, not for your sake of enjoyment. It's a very, you could say, subtle feature of being bewildered by wealth. You understand those words? You accumulate wealth for enjoying wealth for its own sake. One time I was in Washington, D.C. and I was accompanying some devotees into the western wing of the White House. Western wing is where the president sits. So they took me along because you can also go on a tour, on a guided tour. But you know, you have to go through all the security thing and all that. Yeah. And at the same time, we wanted to meet one of the directors there. One devotee took me. So when we went past some thing and there was like this ornament, you know, ornament? And it was in a glass case. So the tour guide told us, you know, this ornament has been gifted to a past president by the Sultan of Brunei. Now, the Sultan of Brunei is one of the wealthiest men in the world, because he owns the whole country. And plus that, is one of the biggest mafia in the world. If you're not a mafia, you cannot be an executive head of state. That's how it works. You have to kill people, you have to give people distress and depression so that they stay away from you, so you stay in power. Yeah. So I asked that tour leader, what is the value of this? It was like a vase. You know what's a vase? And painted on it. What is the value of it? He said, well, you know, to date, the value of this vase is $2.2 million. See? So they accumulated the vase for its own sake, for its own enjoyment. So the vase is on this, they say vase sometimes in the Western world, vase or vase. So it's in this cabinet, very nice, the janitor comes around and he polishes, cleans that. And there's so much enjoyment for the vase. For its own sake, it is enjoying. But nobody really enjoys such accumulation of relics and a wealth. Nobody really enjoys that. But for devotees, sadhakas, practicing devotees, it's called a taranga rangini. Taranga rangini. We enjoy in the name of the waves of devotion. Taranga rangini. We enjoy by the waves of devotion. So I was reading this last night and I was thinking, I'm not prepared for class, but then I got prepared this morning. And just before Mangalati, Brajahari was speaking to me a few minutes. So I just said one statement. I said, not now, there's many ways. You remember? There's many ways. And that reminded me of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in saying, Taranga Rangini. Many ways. Yeah. So when we engage in sadhana bhakti, the ways of Taranga Rangini will affect the consciousness. And what are those ways? It's position, power and politics. Wooden Krishna related activities, but not for bhakti. Not for devotion. It's called service, but not devotional service. Very, very important thing. So when we come to the realization that our only wealth, are three things. Bhakta, bhakti and Bhagavan. Our only wealth is devotees and favorable association of devotees. And our only wealth is devotional service and the prime activity that governs our service to become devotional is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Bhagavan, Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari. Okay. So this is the consciousness of Atmani Vedanam for Bali Maharaj in relation to Vamanand. Everything. Okay. Everything. So therefore it is most important that the devotees are our greatest treasure. Not that I am a devotee and I am your greatest treasure. Not from that perspective. So when the devotees become your greatest treasure, then what automatically happens? The holy name will follow by the mercy of the association of devotees. See? And then Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. And the holy name manifests in the form of Acha Vigraha, Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari. Apart from that, there is another one of the greatest wealth that we have, which is in relation to the wealth or the treasure of the association of devotees. And that is Mahaprasada. Sometimes we may risk the favorable association of devotees and be more selfish for Mahaprasada, which is not a fault. Some days ago, Ram Roop Prabhu was giving Bhagavatam class in the morning, and he gave a nice anecdote where two devotees, senior disciples, Kamakrishna Goswami and somebody else, they were complaining. Prabhupada, he took all the Mahaprasada, something like what you said, right? You did. Somebody else gave. So Prabhupada said, what can be done? He's already in his stomach. He is more intelligent. You don't leave Mahaprasada lying around. It goes. Okay? Which is one is Tatra Lolyam Mulyam. In other words, the root cause of bhakti is greed. If you're greedy for Mahaprasada, there's no issue. Don't make a big thing about it. Okay? So similarly, the same consciousness of how you become greedy, lolyam, is root cause. That also should be the root cause. You should be greedy for the favorable association of devotees. And when you become greedy for the favorable association of devotees, then you get Mahaprasada from them. So these things are most important. It will do away for the desire for power, for influence, for name, fame, false prestige, position. Or sometimes they call it in India, post. It will do away with it, because the real wealth, really speaking, is the devotees, the holy names, which is the process of devotional service, bhakti, chanting the holy name, and the Supreme Lord, bhakti, bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan. Bali Maharaj doesn't need to have full realization of this. He is speaking this in relation to these three things, which are of the most, it should be the greatest treasure of the devotees of the Lord. We'll leave more time for, I didn't refer to my notes at all, so I brought some notes, but we'll leave more time for any comments or questions you'd like to ask. Sometimes we don't get time for questions, and I'd like to wind up today at 9 o'clock. So we need some time. Anyone? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you mentioned.
What's your name?
Anand Rupa Gaur Das.
Okay.
You mentioned that Bali Maharaj didn't act to get fame. He just acted out of devotional service.
Yes, he didn't act in such a way to become a Mahajan. That title descends by its own sweet will, by the mercy of other Mahajans, who don't know the offer they are Mahajans. Are we okay?
Yeah. In this verse it appears that he is giving this logic that reputation is more important. So it appears that how to understand this, that he is acting because to get reputation.
Yeah, because he has become the guru of his guru. You know? His guru is a materialistic guru. Not even a Kanishtha Adhikari. A Kanishtha Adhikari devotee is better than a Sukracharya. See?
That's for Sukracharya he is speaking.
Huh?
He is speaking to Sukracharya.
He's not speaking to Sukracharya. He is protecting his own Krishna consciousness. We don't make other people devotees. We maintain our own Krishna consciousness. We save ourselves. That's a Mahajana. He's not preaching that I made so many devotees, I collected so much money, I built so many temples, I distributed so many books. See? And after you leave, who's going to maintain? Oh, my Lord, you maintain. See? So therefore it's very important that the process of devotional service internally is that we engage in devotional service so that we can continue to engage in devotional service. We chant the holy name not to get the fame of Haridas Thakur. That he didn't want. He got it automatically because Mahaprabhu gave him the title of Namacharya. He doesn't chant to get the title of Namacharya. So all these great personalities, when they engage in devotional service, they engage in devotional service to keep themselves in devotional service or in Krishna consciousness. So similarly, when we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are not chanting the holy name to spread the holy name to others. That automatically happens. That is not my doing. See? And we don't chant the holy name and come to Mangal Harti so that we can go and get breakfast prasad. And we don't come to morning program, no breakfast. So, in the process of bhakti, there's no room for punishment. See, punishment means living in a jail. We have to take you out of the jail. So there's no punishment. It's the process of devotion, which is called, you know, care, affection, and protection, and offering shelter. See? So therefore, it is very important. Not that we don't chant the holy name to make ourselves marked present that I am there for Mangalati and for Japa time. You have to become self-responsible. Just as when you are hungry, nobody else can eat for you. When you are hungry, can somebody eat for you? And just as the same way to give spiritual nutrition and satisfaction to the soul, nobody can chant your 16 rounds of Japa for you. You have to do it. So you have to become self responsible. I have to do this. I. Not that I'll put on a show of chanting japa and, you know, I can still stay in the temples. No, not like that. Self responsibility. So therefore it is very important to know that the result of chanting is not pure love for Krishna. The result of chanting is not that I'll get my breakfast prasad, you know, and still a room to stay. The result of chanting is not purification of the heart. These are all side effects. These are tatastha lakshana. These are secondary qualities, the swarup lakshana. The main quality of the result of chanting is only one thing. More chanting. There's only one thing. More chanting. And that only one can do if one is internally humble. So the result of chanting is not to become humble. The result of chanting is more chanting. That itself is the main manifestation of the action of humility. Is more chanting. And if somebody feels, you know, look, if I don't get this position, if I don't get this influence, if I don't get this particular service, I'm giving up my service. That indicates you are not really chanting. You are not really chanting, because the manifestation of the result of chanting is to not engage in service, is to engage in the consciousness of devotion of service. What you were doing all these years was just service, and suddenly if you don't get another service, I won't do anything, I'm going. That's not why we are here. We are here for the greatest wealth. Greatest wealth is the Vaishnava Seva, to serve the devotees. Nama Gana Sadaruchi, the result of chanting is more chanting. And then ultimately one's heart becomes soft. When heart becomes soft, then one engages in Jiva Doya. One brings others to Krishna consciousness in the sense of the genuine Krishna consciousness. Preaching, distributing books and other things. So Bali Maharaj is not preaching to Sukracharya. But Sukracharya knows that the guru has become the disciple of his disciple. But we know that Bali Maharaj has become the guru of his guru. We know that. And not that he wants to tell his guru what to do, but we know he's become the guru of his guru. Okay. Good.
One more question.
No,
you just mentioned.
Thanks for this. Any Matajis have questions? Any Mat? Anyone has question? Any Mat? Can I come back to you? Give microphone to. What? Right. That okay?
Hare Krishna.
Ramu, tell us.
Bali Maharaj, did he become a Mahajan after he performed Atma Nividan, or throughout he was a Mahajan?
Bali Maharaj is not a Mahajan. There are two perspectives. Right? From the personal perspective, Bali Maharaj doesn't feel he's a Mahajan. Right? Doesn't feel he's a Mahajan. But from the perspective of others, oh, he is a Mahajan. See, one is the external to the internal, and the other is maintaining one's internal. So Bali Maharaj maintains his internal state, but by his actions, which can be seen outside of his internal state, others say, oh no, he is Mahajan. It is not like this. See, I'm using these two fingers, right? Yeah. So I am walking. So I'll say, hey Ramrup, Hare Krishna, can you see I'm walking? See, I'm walking. I am walking. Can you see I'm walking? So I tell you that, right? Ramrup says, okay. He can see Bhagavat Swami walking, but why does Bhagavat Swami have to say that he is walking? See? Then the second feature of that. Now I am walking. Just assume, say I'm walking. And while I'm walking, I'm speaking to Ramrup. Ramrup Prabhu, what's your favorite prasad? Now while I'm walking, see? Ram, what's your favorite prasad? Tell us.
Sweet rice.
Hare. Kheer. Who is your favorite devotee in Chaitanya Charitamrita?
So many, but...
One that comes to your consciousness now. I'm walking, eh?
Polaraja Sridhar.
Yes. Now what did I do? While I'm walking, I'm speaking to Ramrup Prabhu. See? And he's giving me Krishna consciousness. Kolavecha, Sridhar, Kheer, Mahaprasad. You understand? Now, I do not know I am walking, but I am associating with Ram Rupa. So in the same way, Bali Maharaj's consciousness is that he is speaking. Right? He is speaking to Sukracharya, just like how I asked you some questions and I was speaking to you. See? But the first example, when I said I am walking, the focus is me. The focus is I am telling Ram Rupa, like, can you see I'm walking? I'm telling Ram Rupa, can you see I'm a pure devotee? Can you see, you know, me? I'm a pure devotee. You make sure you bring others to me so that I can initiate them and make them my disciples. In other words, when you expose your internal state, that is not your internal state. It is just all external. Can you see I'm walking? So Ram Rupa next, Hare Ram Rupa, Hare, this Bhagavat Swami, is he gone pagla? Now why must he tell me I'm walking? I can see him walking. Why? Yeah. See? So there's a natural internal state for Bali Maharaj that he doesn't know that he is pure. He doesn't know that he is pure. Because when I am walking, I don't know I am walking, but I'm conversing my actions outward. So that is, what is inside must be coming by your behavior outside. See? That which is not inside, you artificially make your behavior outside. Can you see I'm walking? The two states of consciousness. So others can see Bali Maharaj as Mahajan. He himself cannot see himself as Mahajan. Are we okay with that for today?
Just one more comment.
Go ahead.
See, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya devotees, they say that Bhishma Dev, when he was watching Draupadi being disrobed, that time he was not Mahajan. But when he chanted Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra at the time of death, that time he became Mahajan.
Krishna wanted to, you could say, recognize the stature of Bhishma Dev. Now, he could have easily given instruction to Yudhishthira and the Pandavas, right? Krishna himself, right? See? So when he came, and Bhishma Dev was on the bed of arrows, Bhishma Dev started speaking. See? But Bhishma Dev didn't speak because he wants to be a Mahajan. He wants to speak out of his love for the Pandavas and Krishna by giving, you know, good instruction. It's not really instruction also. Instruction means guru, disciple. These are his family members.
Speaking about dharma.
Yeah, but very close relationship is there. See, so therefore, that's how he doesn't become a Mahajan. That's how people say that he is a Mahajan. You don't do something to become a Mahajana. That's not right. These are the internal consciousness of these great personalities. Like Prabhupada didn't do things to be worshipped for the next 10,000 years. He didn't do that. He just did his service that I'm a humble servant of my Guru Mahachala Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That we say, oh, this is, he's the sum total. Prabhupada is not even the 11th Mahajana. Prabhupada is the sum total of all the Mahajans put together. He's not even another Mahajan, you know. He's not even the 7th or 8th or 9th Goswami. He's the sum total of all the Goswamis put together for us.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah. And you have, we have a few minutes, so one last question, yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, what's your name?
Ayutaki Dayadas.
Ayutaki. live up to that word. That means unmotivated and uninterrupted. Ayutakya pratihat, yayatmas preceded. Nice name. You must live up to that name. Tell us, please.
Maharaj, you told that Bali Maharaj acted in such a way that he did not want any.
Bali Maharaj acted in such a way. Bali Maharaj does not act. What's inside is outside. Does not act.
So,
you put on an act.
So while rendering devotional service, sometimes we also have.
Who's we?
Means I.
Say I. Say like that.
So while rendering devotional service, sometimes
I have this thing
for name, fame, or reputation.
Oh,
then
that
how
means you are advancing because you are aware that you have this. You are aware. That means you are making spiritual advancement. Oh, I'm aware. I love name, fame, followers. You are aware. That means you're making advancement.
So, how can we?
No, no. You are aware, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, when you are aware of something, then you work on it.
Yes.
That's all. Some people are so blinded. They're not aware that they want name, fame, and thought. They're not aware. See? Are we clear?
Yeah.
So, the non-devotees know, right? The non-devotees know only one thing. That is life. You know, my materialistic activities is the be all and end all, so that's normal for them. So that means the non-devotees do not know that they're in Maya. Right? When you become a practicing devotee, then you come to know that you are in Maya. So the non-devotees are in the innocence of the ignorance. They're not to blame. But when you become a devotee, you must feel guilty in knowledge. Feel guilty in, oh, I know that I'm in Maya. Why am I still after this thing? That means you're making advancement. So both are in Maya. The non-devotees are in Maya unknowingly, but the devotees know that they're in Maya knowingly. So that means you're making advancement. One is the innocence of ignorance, and one is, I'm feeling so guilty that I still have this desire. See? So therefore you have to apply the principle of guyam akyati prichati. You have to reveal your heart and consciousness and confidence to a devotee who can help you. See? Not that, you know, I'm such an advanced devotee, nobody must know what's in my heart. You know? That's not what Rupa Goswami advises. I must make sure that I am free from everything. You know, it doesn't work. But you know, sooner or later, you know, Mayan Devi, she knows how to expose the thing. Okay? Better you expose yourself in confidence. In you reveal your heart and confidence in Goyam Akyati Prichati. It's very important. Okay? So you reveal your heart in public, right? Which is fine, which is even better, but you should also speak to some senior devotee that you have faith and relationship in, you know, that will not exploit and abuse you for their. For their what? Name, fame, and reputation and followers. They'll use you for that. And then that's how you become trained, and then you also use somebody else when you become senior devotee. Don't want that avalanche effect, that everyone will fall one after the other. Because devotees are our greatest wealth. Somehow we have to help devotees. And if you don't help devotees, then you will fall. We're helping another devotee not to fall, and we help another devotee who has fallen, not because we're helping that devotee. We're helping devotees to maintain ourselves not to fall. That is why we do. My God? Okay. Mahaprasade Govinde. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anant Guri Vaishnav Vrind ki. ISKCON Juhu Yatra ki. Atai Gautre Manande. There he is.